Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. As you guys know, I like to say life happens. I fell a little bit under the weather, so I had to get over that. So I drank a bottle of NyQuil and had to sleep that off. Then I had some car issues, so the car is in the shop. So I wasn't able to get to the movies to see both of the movies I wanted to check out in theaters. But I did manage to see one of them, the more interesting of the two, and it's called Monkey Man. Now, I saw the trailer and it was interesting, but when I saw Peel was one of the producers, I really was intrigued, so I wanted to check the backstory, and I did a little bit of research, which I normally don't do. Netflix actually purchased the rights to Monkey Man, but Peele saw the screening and he was like, there's no way this should just go straight to streaming. And he wanted it to be in theaters. So he used his production company, Monkey's Paw, to acquire the rights from Netflix to actually get it released in theaters. So I'm a big fan of Peele and his work. And if he's passionate about this project, now I'm interested. So it's listed as a action mystery thriller. So what is this one about? We start out with this little boy and his mother telling him the tale of Hanuman. Forgive me for mispronouncing, but I won't even get into any of that. I'll let you guys experience that. We fast forward and the same kid is now working as an underground fighter where he's basically paid to make the fights look good, but ultimately lose. Meanwhile, he's plotting revenge on this religious leader who stole his family's land and killed his mother. He comes up with a plan to infiltrate the organization and get close enough to the man that killed his mother. But things don't go as planned. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop. From there, he has to do some soul searching and find another way to get his revenge. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at an 87% on the Rotten scale on 194 reviews, with the audience at 83% on 250 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let's start out with the positives, and the leading man and director, Dave Patel, he was excellent in both regards. It's funny because I just reviewed the new Roadhouse. Go check that out if you haven't listened to that one yet, where the fights were not, you know, as good. They used like CGI in the fights, which were off-putting. It was just weird. Here, you're right up close to the action and it's personal. You feel every punch, kick, pot, bottle, breaking, whatever, every bone-breaking hit, you feel it in this movie. I mean, he really looks like he's taking this beating. The fight choreography is very good. In fact, I'm going to give this one the ultimate praise. There are really two long action sequences in this that are very John Wick-like. Not with the gunplay or anything like that, but the fighting, the way it's put together, it was very seamless the way, you know, those Wick action scenes are. Not shot in the same way. I mean, it's effective for the most part. More on that later. But I was really surprised with the movie itself, what this movie really is. The trailers might have you thinking that this is just a balls-to-the-wall action movie, but it's not. There's a setup, there's a big action sequence, then like a healing self-reflection journey where he finds himself and understands his purpose. And during that time, we're learning about the mythology, the political climate. I mean, it got kind of deep in there and I kind of enjoyed the extra layer of depth. It set it apart from, you know, other action clone movies. But when the action cranks back up, it's very satisfying. I mean, I really only have two negatives. And one, you could probably already guess, it's too long. It's not that I did not enjoy the almost 2-hour runtime. I did enjoy all of it. I just thought it could have tightened things up just a little bit in that second act. There was about 10 minutes in there that was, it was cool, but I really didn't need to see it. But my major negative and my major gripe is the camera work. While it was done in a very unique way and I liked most of it, you know, like I said, most of it's very well done. Some of the shots are just too close and we can't see the action. I mean, the framing seems to be a little bit off. Sometimes it's a bit jarring where they would jump into a first person view and you see the action from there and then they back out of it. And it feels like I was missing some of the stuff that was going on there. And then there's a lot of, for lack of a better way to say it, shaky cam. That's okay sometimes because I feel it. You run into somebody, you hit them, and it shakes the camera, so it shakes the screen, so it makes you feel like, ooh, I took that hit. But sometimes it takes away from the action because the camera's shaking, and then I can't really see what's going on. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And of course, yes, I did. I enjoyed this one a lot. And I would put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. But again, let me make this clear. Don't go into this thinking this is just going to be 2 hours or, you know, 90 minutes, just a straight action. Like the trailers show you, because if you go into it thinking that, you're going to be very disappointed, and you might even be, if you don't buy in, you're going to be a little bit bored in that second act, because, you know, like I said, that's not what this is. So this is not like an Indian version of John Wick. It is a revenge story, but it's way deeper than that, with some social, political issues thrown in. But again, it's not stuff that's shoved down your throat. I mean, you could take it or leave it, but it does add, like I said, add to the story and add to another layer to the surroundings and what's going on. So you feel, you know, in his position, you feel whatever thing that's going on there. So go in for the action, but understand this is a full out, fleshed out personal journey as well. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for tuning in. And I should get my vehicle back Monday or Tuesday, somewhere in there. So I'm going to watch the other movie that I was supposed to watch this weekend, and then there's like 3 movies that come out next week, and I have no idea where I'm going to fit all the time in to get these new movies in, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to find a way to get it done. Anyway, again, I do appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.